Good evening, Patriots. I'm Praying Medic. It is Saturday, March 16th, and this is my latest Q broadcast. This is a Q thread that began on Twitter on March 13th, trying to get caught up with all of Q's drops, which is not easy these days. Those of you following at home, you can find Q posts on a number of different websites, including qmap.pub and qanon.pub. If you have an Android phone and you'd like to get alerts on your phone, you can get the Q Drops and Q Alerts apps in the Play Store, not available for iPhones. My theme for this series is Promises Soon to be Kept. Our friend Methods got a shout out from Q for posting a video, and we're going to have a series of videos here from Hannity. Over the last week, he has been continually warning that the DOJ is about to drop the hammer on bad actors. Let me play this clip for you.
Sarah, we'll start with you because you've been investigating this from day one, is that they don't have anything. And now that we had last Friday the beginning of the release of all the depositions, we also see a lot of criminal activity, especially as it relates to the dossier is at the heart and soul of all of this. And everybody was warned, never verified, still hated Trump. Hillary paid for it, the DNC paid for it, the FBI paid for it, the Russian oligarchs paid for it, and Steele doesn't stand by it, so you can't verify it.
Yeah, so think about this, Sean. You just laid it out perfectly. There is absolutely no evidence that we've seen yet. We know Senator Burr's already come out publicly and said if he were to write the report today, he would actually have to write the report stating that there was absolutely no evidence of collusion or conspiracy between the Trump campaign and Russia. But what we've seen over the last 2 years with all the investigations being conducted by Congress, the investigations that I've been on, John Solomon, you've been on, everything that we've reported shows a direct line between Russia and the Hillary Clinton campaign. This is what's so incredible. So if anything needs to be investigated, and not only that, we've not only seen that, we also saw extensive abuse and malfeasance in the FBI, what we're seeing with the FISA documentation, and here you have Adam Schiff, who is so desperate that something come out, that he's moving forward with his own investigations into, with absolutely no criminal evidence of anything. So if anything is going to come out of this, I think right now what we're seeing is that there needs to be a full-fledged investigation by the Department of Justice into what is alleged and believed to be criminal activity.
We learned today, and I want to get some analysis from Pam, we learned today that those investigations have been ongoing, and they're happening, and they're real.
That's right.
And there's other things that are about to happen that I know you know.
Okay, so Q posted a link to that video and asked, do you believe that timing is a coincidence? Stay tuned. So I do not believe the timing of Hannity giving us all these warnings that things are about to happen is a coincidence. All right, we've got a couple of links that Q posted. One is to a document on Scribd that outlines conflicts of interest that Rod Rosenstein had regarding the Clintons. His prosecutorial team cleared Hillary Clinton in several cases, including the Whitewater scandal, and his wife, Lisa Barsoomian, represented Bill Clinton in a civil case. And the second link Q gave us is to a document, it's testimony from Louis Gohmert from Texas, who testified before Congress about Robert Mueller's involvement in Uranium One, the Uranium One scandal. And a couple of highlights, he talks about how Bill Clinton received a $500,000 speaking fee for, I think, a 20-minute speech that he gave in Russia, and then the Clinton Foundation received $145 million in donations from parties involved in the sale of Uranium One to Rosatom. So then Q posted those links and posted a graphic, which is actually from the Department of Justice Inspector General's report on the FBI's mid-year investigation of Hillary's emails. And it's a chain of command for the FBI with, you know, who was in charge of who and who was supervising who in that investigation. Q wrote, the Clinton connection, where are they now? Lisa Barsoomian equals Rod Rosenstein's wife. Lisa Barsoomian equals represents Bill Clinton. We've got the links to the documents. Mueller connected to Uranium One and Russia. The Clinton connection, pay for play, spiderweb. Q. Representative Doug Collins, and this is on March 13th, announced the release of more transcripts of FBI Attorney Lisa Page's congressional testimony. There's a link to that. Q posted a link to it, and people have been digging into it. There's some very interesting things that have come out of Lisa Page's testimony. Q had a long post. I broke it up into a couple of sections. Decide for yourself. Be free from outside opinion. Decide for yourself. Be objective in your conclusions. Decide for yourself. Be true in your own beliefs. Decide for yourself. Be open to follow the facts. Decide for yourself. Be strong in defending your beliefs. Decide for yourself. Be resistant to blindly accepting factless statements. Decide for yourself. Be free. Those who attack you, those who mock you, those who call you, those who control you, those who label you, do they represent you? Or do they represent themselves in some form? Mental enslavement. And this is the second part. The Great Awakening, freedom of thought, was designed and created not only as a back channel to the public, away from the long-standing mind control of the corrupt and heavily biased media, to ensure future events through transparency and regeneration of individual thought, breaking the chains of groupthink, but, more importantly, to aid in the construction of a vehicle, a ship, that provides the scattered free thinkers with a starter, new social networking platform, which allows for freedom of thought and expression and patriotism or national pride, the feeling of love, devotion, and a sense of attachment to a homeland and alliance with other citizens who share the same sentiment. When non-dogmatic information becomes free and transparent, it becomes a threat to those who attempt to control the narrative and or the stable. And by the stable, I think Q is referring to sheep in the stable. When you are awake, you stand the outside of the stable, groupthink, collective, and have free thought. Free thought is a philosophical viewpoint which holds that positions regarding truth should be formed on the basis of logic, reason, and empiricism, rather than authority, tradition, revelation, or dogma. When you are awake, you are able to see clearly. The choice is yours and yours alone. Trust and put faith in yourself. You are not alone, and you are not in the minority. Difficult truths will soon see the light of day. Where we go one, we go all. Q. All right. Q posted this on the morning of March 12th. Actually, afternoon of March 12th. It's a series of tweets by Jim Jordan, tweeting at Adam Schiff. Why did Adam Schiff say that his talks with Michael Cohen were limited to investigating him and allaying any concerns about threats to his family, but not mention the 14 hours his staff spent prepping Cohen before the hearing? Another one, why did Adam Schiff fail to disclose that he met with Glenn Simpson, whose dossier, Oppo Research, was funded by the Clinton campaign? He met with him in Aspen, Colorado. Why did Adam Schiff falsely claim in his memo that Bruce Orr hadn't communicated his relationship with Chris Steele to the FBI prior to the election? Why did Adam Schiff try to block Congress from learning that the Clinton campaign paid for the dossier? So Q, on the right-hand side here, writes, change you can believe in, forward, greater together, betting on America, we won't quit, winning the future, we can't wait, an America economy built to last. Q. Those are all slogans from Barack Obama's various campaigns. Change we can believe in was one of his campaign slogans. Greater together was another one. We can't wait is another one. And an America built to last. So Q is using Barack Obama's slogans. And this is becoming very important. Next post by Q. This is on the afternoon of the 12th. We have that meme that President Trump retweeted. This is back in November when the president retweeted this. And Q writes, promises made, promises soon to be kept. Has POTUS made a statement or assertion that didn't end up being proven correct? Change we can believe in When they go low, we go high. Let freedom ring, Q. So by taking this post with the meme that the president retweeted and all these people in jail, and Q using slogans from the Obamas, I am wondering if Q is suggesting that the Obamas are about to have their day of judgment. Q posted this, again, March 12th. The unsealing of the first several indictments will bring about unity and change, change that we can believe in. Returning power to the people, returning the rule of law to our land, we stand together. We stand together as patriots. Q. So, it looks like Q is hinting that those first indictments are going to be unsealed sometime soon. Q posted links to 12 links, actually, to that YouTube video. This video will get Donald Trump elected. And then the signature is actually Q+. So, we believe Q+ is a president. Someone noticed that there were 12 Republican senators who voted in favor of halting the president's emergency order, or emergency action on the southern border. That person thought, well, if Q posted 12 links to the YouTube, maybe it's a message to those 12 senators who voted against the president, and Q kind of confirmed that's what it was. All right, we have another Hannity link that Q posted. Let you listen to this.
This to come. In a two-tier justice system. That's all about to change. Justice, I can tell you and report from my sources tonight, is on the horizon. Stay tuned with us. One love.
All right, so Q posted a link to that and said, justice, Q. All right. Lisa Page's congressional testimony confirms that former President Barack Obama gave orders regarding Spygate. This is from the transcript of her testimony. And Page had said that, and they were texting, she was texting back and forth with Peter Strzok. There was a text saying that POTUS wanted to be kept in the loop on everything. John Ratcliffe went after that statement and said, at one point you said him, because POTUS wants to know everything we're doing. Page said, yeah, I don't see where it is, but I know what you're talking about. Ratcliffe says, okay, and you know what the context of what it is. She said, this is because of the context of, and then Ratcliffe says, well, first of all, so it was POTUS, I'm assuming, and Page says, yeah, President Barack Obama. So we have confirmation now from Lisa Page's testimony that Barack Obama, well, he was basically calling the shots. He wanted to be informed in the loop on everything that the FBI was doing regarding Spygate. That is something that Q has been telling us about for a long time. Q posted a previous post, which was tweet by the president. Terrible, I just found out that Obama had my wires tapped in Trump Tower just before the victory. Nothing found, McCarthyism. And Q writes, do you believe in coincidences? So we've got future proves past there. And this is a graphic that someone made that Q tweeted out. Representative Ratcliffe pointed out, also according to Lisa Page, the DOJ, not the FBI, made the call on not charging Hillary Clinton for mishandling classified information. This is, again, a snippet from her testimony. Days after Loretta Lynch met with Bill Clinton on the Phoenix tarmac, Comey made a public statement. He came out, public press conference, and said he was deciding that he was not going to recommend charges for Hillary. Okay, that's been the narrative for a long time. Page's testimony says, no, actually the DOJ made the call not to charge Hillary. It wasn't Comey's call. So Comey kind of lied. Okay, so Q writes this regarding the tarmac meeting. Days later, James Comey, no charges are appropriate. How did Hillary obtain special access programs on her personal servers? Access to SAPs in SCI is recorded in a local access register or in a computer database. Where are the records? I'm guessing maybe the NSA has them. The identity of specific SAPs and SCIs on the server provides a target roadmap to review access logs to that specific program. what access and or security clearance would be required to walk away, terminal clear, with SAP SCI material electronically. Did a foreign state gain access to the server? Did a foreign state gain access to the SAPs and SCI material on the server? There is a link to an article where the FBI denies Trump's claim that China hacked Clinton's private email. Q continues, if the top FBI chain of command for the mid-year investigation were all fired, does one conclude the investigation was not conducted properly? Does one conclude all statements made by the FBI, think no hack of server as a single example, would be false? Take a moment and think about what that means. A long space with brackets. Treason. Q. Q has previously said that Hillary actually sold the SAPs to China. This is a post from August of last year. There's a link to a New York Times article about CIA spies being killed. And starts out, starting in 2010, Hillary was Secretary of State from 2009 to 2013. Coincidence? Thanks, server access granted. Money talks. CrowdStrike. Q. So I think we'll eventually find out that Hillary did allow access to various countries to have SAPs for money. President Trump on March 13th tweeted, the just revealed FBI agent Lisa Page transcripts made the Obama Justice Department look exactly like it was, a broken and corrupt machine. Hopefully, justice will finally be served. Much more to come. Q posted a link to the president's tweet. Trolling is fun. Panic is good. Panic increases the rat population. Paid shell brothers, the Krasensteins on Twitter, majority of the time on top of POTUS Twitter feed. How is that mathematically possible, given the volume? Coordination between shills and Twitter. Jack, he or she, who laughs last. Nobody is safe. Q. Krasenstein brothers responded to Q. Q is threatening us again. I'm so scared of your deluded conspiracy. Can you tell? Yes, we can tell. All right. Let's see. Article here. Facebook and Instagram, and I guess WhatsApp went down. Right after Q started dropping information about Facebook being a CIA surveillance program, formerly known as LifeLog under DARPA. And Q posted this. It is an old drop from when Xbox had service problems after Q dropped a post about Obama's cabinet and intelligence community using Xbox chats to go around the NSA surveillance. As soon as Q dropped that post, Xbox went offline, and Q said it's because they were scrubbing the server. Well, we have the same thing going on with Facebook. Q posted, LifeLog problems, garbage file, Q. One of the Anons said, kids say they can't log into Instagram or post on Facebook. Q said the cleaning crew is active, size equals time, plus to complete. New York Times reported that Facebook is under criminal investigation related to its data sharing. Q posted a link to that article. Whistle while you work. Have you seen the movie Snowden? Facebook is my bitch regarding NSA access, DARPA panic exposure. Q. The whistle while you work. Snow White was the one who sang the song Whistle While You Work. Snow White is also one of Q's code names for the CIA. And the reference to the movie Snowden is a reference where one of the technicians tells them how easy it is to get into Facebook and get into people's information. Jim Jordan and Mark Meadows wrote an article highlighting the fact that Democrats don't want anyone to know how many citizens and how many illegals are in the U.S. Through the census information that they collect. Q posted a link to the article. If Ds fight to protect, safeguard, and promote all illegal immigrants as rightful U.S. citizens who should be afforded all benefits and rights accordingly, why then would they fight to block them from being counted as part of the U.S. Census? What would the data show? Well, I would imagine the data is going to show a lot of people are not citizens. All that matters is power. Welcome to the D Party Con. Q. Lawyers have until March 19th to present arguments to the court as to why documents involved in Jeffrey Epstein's case should remain sealed. Q reminds us that Epstein's Island wasn't just about sex slaves. This is a post and it's a picture of that temple that's on Epstein's Island. This is not just about sex trafficking. Number one, in brackets, will the rich and powerful influence the court to prevent the unsealing? The tale of two, and number one, sex resort, non-temple resort only, trafficked and drugged underage girls. One of the narratives that people are going to put out is this is just a place. It's not a temple. It's not worship. We're not worshiping Satan. It's just a place where, you know, girls were trafficked and drugged and there was, you know, sex, underage sex going on. The second narrative, number two, this is an occult worship of evil temple, class in brackets, class 1 through 99, Haiti, pray for the victims, Q. So, which narrative is going to come out? And please do pray for the victims. Q posted that link in this post. It is a document file to the flight logs from Jeffrey Epstein's plane, the Lolita Express. You can go here and look at the flight logs and look at the names of people who are on various flights, cities they flew to. I've just remind people that as you search, keep in mind that there are flights to many different cities as indicated with airport codes on the flight log. Not all the flights were to Little St. James Island. Q posted a link to another tweet by Doug Collins and said, "Happy hunting, Q." This one was Collins announcing the release of a transcript of FBI agent Peter Strzok's closed-door testimony regarding Spygate. And then we've got links to that transcript. And Q posted a link to a Sarah Carter tweet and article and said, "The end is near, Q." This is not as ominous as it sounds. The article talks about Robert Mueller's pit bull, Andrew Weissman, stepping down from the investigation as Mueller's investigation nears the end. All right. One of the bakers on 8chan, bakers are the ones who make the threads on 8chan, said Baker requests a handoff. Q said, "Thank you for your service. The importance of Anon's patriots and your commitment thus far is incalculable. God bless. You." On the 14th of March, Q posted the Punisher skull and the file name Traitors Justice PNG. Sometimes important to look at the file name. Q then posted this, RR in brackets, Rod Rosenstein, debrief complete, Q. So if Rod Rosenstein's debrief is complete, we have our next series of events. Rosenstein to depart the Department of Justice after his debrief. Mueller report will come out after the deposition of Rosenstein. So I expect we'll see the Mueller report pretty soon. Q posted this, and it looks like it's a quote or paraphrase from new Attorney General William Barr. AG Barr, disgusted by what he's discovered so far in all my years, in all my life, I never would have thought, fill in the blank here in the brackets, be possible within the halls of these prestigious federal agencies. Press conference coming. Well, they will claim political attack. Q. So it'll be very interesting if Barr calls a press conference to announce his findings regarding corruption in the FBI and DOJ. Now we have this post from Q. And it is a repost of a drop from March 12th, just a few days ago, 2 days earlier. And it's about the Gateway Pundit report that Barr gave permission to Mueller to indict Trump's three children. Q writes, the insurance indictments regarding Ivanka, Jared, and Trump Jr., Don Jr., are all removed, but you already knew that from the drop, Q. So one thing we don't have to worry about. And Anon posted a tweet from George Papadopoulos, who said he would be dropping big news about Maltese professor Joseph Mifsud, and this was on the 14th. Q said another piece to the puzzle Autists Saving the World, Q. Our job is to dig and find the pieces of the puzzle. I'm trying to do my best to dig and discover all these pieces, bring them all together. Eventually, Q is going to help us fit all these pieces of the puzzle together. Continuing, Lisa Page admitted that 9 months into the Mueller investigation, there was still no evidence proving that the president colluded with Russia. This came out in the testimony. Q linked to that article. Remember this important fact. If there was no evidence of Russia collusion, on what grounds did Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein have to appoint Mueller? And both Mueller and Rosenstein are in brackets. Rod Rosenstein offered to wear a wire to entrap the President of the United States in an attempt to invoke the 25th Amendment. Q. All right, he did. And Rosenstein has blown that off as just a joke, but it's becoming more and more obvious that he was probably serious about it. Jeff Carlson is receiving congressional transcripts. One transcript he received is about Nellie Orr's closed-door testimony. He wrote this article with the revelation that Nellie Orr previously worked as a contractor for the CIA. That is not exactly news to us. Back in August of last year, Q posted this, everything stated his meaning. What is the significance of Nellie Orr being fluent in Russian? Is Russian a common language to learn? Why might this language be studied? What position might this language be useful? The farm requires select skill sets, Q. The farm is the CIA's training facility in Virginia. So we kind of knew that Nellie Orr was a former CIA, but the rest of the world is just finding that out now. And a lot of these tweets and things that Q is posting are revelations where the news people are saying, hey, breaking news, we just got an exclusive thing, and we're looking at this going, yep, that's stuff that we knew a long time ago. Paul Sperry, DOJ Inspector General Horowitz is investigating who in the Department of FBI and DOJ senior ranks, including Rosenstein and Yates, knew that Bruce Orr was back-channeling Christopher Steele to the FBI after Steele was terminated as a confidential source, or is fully cooperating in the investigation, right? Well, again, we've known that for a long time. For the last year, Q has been telling us who has been cooperating. Bruce Orr, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, Bill Priestap, Mike Cortan. And Q over here writes, what did we learn this week? Orr is cooperating witness, Page is cooperating witness, and Strzok is a cooperating witness. Next. All right. From time to time, when these graphics get muddy, because Q will copy them and paste them into a new drop, I keep remaking these graphics. So if you're ever looking for these graphics that Q posts, just come to my Twitter feed and you can find them. I always try to create new graphics whenever Q drops a new one, because the ones that Q posts, you look at these and you can't see the text on all these. So I try to keep them all up to date with readable text. Q posted this, remember this important fact, Adam Schiff is part of the Gang of Eight, the intelligence Gang of Eight. It will become critical once the Gang of Eight material is declassified. And all of the briefings that the Gang of Eight got on Trump-Russia, that information is going to be declassified. Q writes, logical question, if Adam Schiff knew everything he's investigating and stating publicly to be knowingly false disinformation, why then would he take the course of actions ongoing? Did Adam Schiff purposely deceive the American public, thinking the Gang of Eight material, plus other classified documentation, would never reach the public domain? What insurance did they hang over POTUS's head in order to prevent the action? A father's love for his children knows no bounds. Q. So Adam Schiff and the bad guys thought they had leverage over Trump and they could prevent him from declassifying this information. But they were wrong. Okay, and that is kind of in relation to this tweet. Little Adam Schiff, who is desperate to run for higher office, is one of the biggest liars and leakers in Washington, right up there with Comey, Warner, Brennan, and Clapper. Adam leaves closed committee hearings to illegally leak confidential information. Must be stopped. That was in February of last year. All right. After recent scandals, Facebook executives are heading for the exits. There's a link to an article there about that. And then Q posted a link to a MarketWatch page showing trading of Facebook stock. We got the two links, and Q writes, "Sometimes the truth is right in front of you." So an Anon responded with a screenshot of the from that MarketWatch page, Yaza exits, and then Q responded, "Do you see C, I, or L, A?" And the Anon takes a screenshot of it. Yep, got the screenshot. And Q responds, "Class A shares." Fun nonetheless, Q. All right, this person on Twitter, "I wish Q would stop posting New York Times articles. One, we can't read them unless we pay. Two, it gives them relevancy in the midst of all the lies. Find another source." Q responded, "Clear history and cookies to bypass all paywalls. Read for free, Q." And Anon posted this, "Hack the planet, hack the Gibson." Q responded, "Good movie. Zero cool, Q." Q wrote, "To summarize this week regarding D's, prep to steal 2020 elections. Attack Fox News to control opposition narrative. Six companies control 90% of the mainstream media. Vote to allow illegal immigrants the right to vote in elections. Push talking points regarding voter age should be decreased from 18 to 16. No wall, open borders, all welcome equals more Democrat votes. Deny proper counting U.S. Census. Avoid public knowledge of the real illegal population to avoid voter fraud percentage risk to elections. Welcome to the D Party, Q." And interestingly enough, same day, President tweets out, "Look forward to vetoing the just-passed Democrat-inspired resolution, which would open borders while increasing crime, drugs, and trafficking in our country. I thank all the strong Republicans who voted to support border security and our desperately needed wall." And Q said, "Disregard spelling error on the move." Outages of Facebook, WhatsApp, and Instagram were claimed to be due to a change in server configuration, according to this article in Seeking Alpha. Q reposted that link. Server configuration change. Yes, well, you know, nothing to see here. Q Plus wrote, "Very sad to see Germany pulling the strings on the UK. Democracy must and should always prevail." That was on the 14th. Also on the 14th, President Trump tweeted, "My administration looks forward to negotiating a large-scale trade deal with the United Kingdom. The potential is unlimited." Next, we've got this message. "Stand strong, patriots. The United States is with you. Q+. All right. Filthy liberals posted a video where Hannity again warned about the hammer that is going to drop.
"No evidence of any collusion. But then I'm also hearing, well, what's the IG going to come out about FISA abuse? What is John Uber doing? Does anybody even know?"
You know, I think there's a new sheriff in town with the new Attorney General, Bill Barr, and I think a lot of things are changing internally in the Justice Department. We can't see them, but Andrew Weissman's departure today is an example of the overturn and change that we're going to see in the next few months. I think the single most important thing that will happen, as soon as Bob Mueller's report comes in, as soon as the president is no longer in legal jeopardy, it's incumbent upon the president to declassify those documents. Yes. Let us see the FBI's true activity for what it is, not for what it was made to look like for a two-year mirage.
Testimony saying no, it was the DOJ, and Lisa Page said, yep, they told us to stand down on Hillary Clinton.
Will Congress, I would got to believe that the Attorney General now, Lynch, we've got to see her emails, we've got to see her correspondence, we've got to, now that it's pointing in that direction, and I also think we have a legitimate question, what did President Obama know, when did he know it? Jim.
No, I agree, Sean. Never forget the code names they gave him. The Clinton exam, Clinton investigation was called the mid-year exam. The Trump-Russia investigation was called Crossfire Hurricane. That shows you the bias that existed right from the get-go.
All right. Do you all agree with the statement? You can shake your heads. This is about to break wide open, and many of these players are about to see a day of reckoning. Yes or no? Shake your head.
Yes.
Yes. I hope so, too.
My sources are telling me the same. All right. Stay tuned. We were right.
Okay. So Q posted a link to that video and again is confirming that this is about to break wide open. Got a link here to a Washington Post article, the deep state media attempting to tamp down the damage being done to their narrative by the release of testimonies of Lisa Page, Bruce Ohr, and Peter Strzok. Q posted a link to that article and wrote this: be vigilant at all times, and I think this is regarding false flags. US, UK, FR, France, IT, Italy, see something, say something. Narrative change is needed. Fake news attempting to rebrand harmful testimony and instead provide misleading info to their readers. And as an example, then writes enemy of the people, Q. And there were multiple shootings reported in New Zealand that same night. And an Anon said, hey boss, aren't you missing New Zealand? Q wrote, not big enough to pull headline news away, think days, Q. So we're looking at some kind of a big story that would potentially dominate the headlines for maybe a week or two. Because we have a lot of these transcripts that are going to be coming out, congressional testimonies, and the mainstream media wants to divert attention away from them. Next, we've got this article. According to Peter Strzok's congressional testimony, the Department of Justice negotiated with Hillary Clinton's lawyers a deal preventing the FBI from accessing Clinton Foundation emails. Q posted a link to that article and said tomorrow is Friday. This was Thursday night. And that is all I have on this update. I will get the next video done as soon as I can.